Hello again. We're back. Another hour. Chatty Cathy here. Thank you so much for those incredible calls. Keep them coming in. We'll just take a bulk of your interest on timelines. Prefer us talking about timelines, but as you can see, homesteading is a timeline, and all the decisions we make are timelines. I love being of service and of help, and I feel so much momentum from our last show. So many folks listening in. Thank you so much. The way I start the timeline show has been just getting us aware that our decision-making process is getting a little more obvious that we're getting more powerful. At least compared to 20 years ago and so forth. And not to say we lost power or gaining power, it's that we're paying more attention to what a timeline really is and how we participate with other people's timelines. And that's why the cell phone was created, is so that you could be manipulated in your creative force. Many of us call it manifestation. One of those timelines that was constructed to, in my opinion, abuse you would be the county court systems. And you just witnessed a participant with it getting arrested for wanting to be free. And the way that timeline is created and constructed for you is identity. So if you're not someone and you don't consent, and by the way, how do we be in peace and love and light if we are constantly being told we're a thing? And one of the tools that was created for the bad guys is to label you, number you, as you know, and you're just sitting on the couch and you just want to stay on the couch. And by the way, you're getting kicked out at the same time. So I think we can resolve this pretty easy. It's interesting how many clones are in our relationships if we are very social. And one of those, and or possession, one of those timelines I'm going to talk about briefly before we take calls, thank you so much, is child custody. And in a timeline, I'll show you how quantitative realities are summarized in the same papers I've been reading called How to Quantum Time Jump into the Higher Timeline Realities. Okay, so again, you can't quantify time, and you can't per se jump into higher timeline realities because there's no difference between higher and lower frequency. There's your choice to participate in a higher or lower frequency. I would marry those two if you don't mind. So if we're careful when we do, then those timelines are smoother, much smoother. So as an example, in PRQ team, we make a decision to help you find real estate or example, and it feels good, and we can't wait to do it. Those are very successful versus the ones that I just have to do it because it was a good deal. Okay, so a lot of those are completely different timelines, and that's how powerful we are now. So I'm going to read this and show you how we can get misled very easily. So I'll read these papers. I can't remember what page this is, but think of your next quantum reality as a spinning slot machine. This represents the infinite realities of timelines you can potentially experience. I would agree with that. All these potential realities will appear to have the same physical characteristics of the reality as you know it. The only thing different would be the energy that you carried that will magnetize to a similar energetic resonance in the next quantum reality. Okay, so here's where we get caught up is quantum reality. So you're doing your best to quantify how that event happened. when I'm suggesting you only participate in what you want to have happen. So remove quantitative observation is my suggestion to you all. That's not the normal you. That's the brain. So when you can express yourself through your heart and I can't wait to do that, does not need quantification, does it? I talked to a person today on the phone and I suggested a property that they would want to experience life in. And they said, well, I'd have to be there and love it. And then I could make the decision. And I said, absolutely. That's exactly what someone would do that works with their heart. So she wasn't willing to just say, yeah, I can't wait to get a piece of property from Q. It was, I need to feel it out before I could make that kind of decision if it felt right. And the real decision that she made was, well, let's talk about it and observe it and then make the decision, not just because there's land there for this person. That's a timeline that she would prefer because she took care, real care. And in most cases, I can't speak for this person, she'll make very few decisions today that aren't just like that. So I hope that helps. I'll continue reading here real quick. If I can remember where I was at. The physical experience of you going to your job would appear the same, but if you carry a lower energetic signature with a tired body vessel, okay, let's be careful there, you will portal into a lower timeline and experience completely different set of physical manifestations than if you would carry a high energetic signature with a fully charged body vessel along with the awareness and intention of experiencing desirable physical manifestations. All right, so I'll explain to you what it's like to be here as a light being. We do not relate to this body whatsoever, and it is very odd. It's very bizarre to consume food. It's very bizarre to be reliant on a planet. It's not unusual to participate with the planet, but your biosphere and your environment is very unusual that it doesn't just naturally support you, because this planet has a lot of duality, a lot of chaos, etc., that can easily be overcome. So the body vessel is not the root cause analysis of why in this statement that I read to dictate a lower timeline experience. The body is a participant with you. And if you want to be more the body, then you will get those timelines. That's why the brain was engineered to keep you in a state of the past, whether it's pain or emotions or the last experience you had. That's why the brain was engineered that way. And so that's my great encouragement is, you are not a body. You are participating in a body. I know that's redundant for many of you. I'll continue. The universe, your conscious quantum reality. Okay, so again, your conscious, the way the light comes into you is unlimited volume of knowledge. You're never going to be able to quantify a reality. You'll only be able to observe a reality, is my suggestion to you all. Will always conspire in your favor, and in order to experience more desirable manifestations, you must recognize this awareness and supreme consciousness. Then be in full gratitude for it, as the energy of gratitude will expand and create more of what you desire to experience. Okay, so a lot of steps for manifestation there, isn't there? So gratitude is one of many words that would explain peace. And on Inspired with Q, we're going to go on in a pretty good chunk of time regarding how do I stay inspired when I'm participating with so many other folks and I'm participating with my past experiences might be one observation with this statement. And so that's my great, I'll take calls now. Thank you, BBS Radio. Thank you for the people.space. What I'm encouraging everyone to do is just feel, so you don't have to think about the next step. I'm sure you've heard me say it a million times. So if we could just utilize the synchronicity regarding our relationships and dispose of the synchronicity we don't want, is my great encouragement. And I will attempt to take some calls, assuming people want to talk to me. I wonder if anybody wants to talk to me. I don't know. All right, caller list. Thank you, BBS Radio. Man, this is so fun. We have Robin from Michigan. Questions on their success. Questions, Robin, Michigan.
Hello, how are you today?
We today? Outstanding. Thank you.
Excellent.
Are the shows of any value? Are you getting any help out of this?
Oh my gosh, big time.
Good.
Learning
never
much.
Never get any feedback yet. I should probably ask more questions to you all. My apologies. Anybody can interview me whenever they want, by the way.
Oh, thank you for saying that. I might take you up on that. I have a question. I went down to the Charter Township on Tuesday and met with a 82-year-old assessor, and she was able to take the maps that I pulled off of BLM, because there was a question of the two patents that I got from BLM as to which was my property. And she showed me how to read the map, and I learned much from that, especially because there is a lake on this property. And the original patent was for 64 acres. So I have 64 acres with a lake on it. And my question to you is that when I do the claiming of the property, and I do all 64, and I think you might have answered it, but I just want it clarified, I will be able to go to all my neighbors and let them know that they are free from property taxes. Is that correct?
Okay, so we got to be careful here.
Okay.
You will be. But if they don't file, they will not.
Okay, so they have to do the footwork too on there. Okay, good. Good to know.
Yeah, unless you want to take possession of, if you want to take succession of their land, that, again, that would be you, not them.
Right. I got that part.
So dear neighbor, now let's relate this to timelines. Okay. Because that's what this hour is for. But obviously PRQ is getting, homesteading is getting so popular. I want to use this hour for whatever you all want to use it for. But now let's relate it to a timeline. So your next advance, the next reason you're going to make a decision regarding homesteading, is it because I want to trick the county, or I love being free on my land and I love my land? What three would you choose you're at?
I love the land and I want to be free, and I want everybody else to be free.
Okay. What does that feel like for you though? So you've lived there a while, it would appear. So you're passionate about the area. You're passionate about your neighbors and your friends. So what does it feel like when you make these decisions? It doesn't really, when I look at you, it doesn't feel like work to you, does it?
No, it's freaking exciting. It's like, you know, I get to do research, and I love to do research. I'm really into that. And I also discovered on the other side of the lake is vacant land that used to be the Girl Scouts of America, and a big wig from McDonald's bought it, and he doesn't let anybody go on the land. So it's just there vacant, and it's right next to a national state park.
Could you ask him what's in their food?
We already know that. Well, hopefully it's not still happening, right?
It's the only potato plant on the West Coast. Yeah, it's the only potato plant on the West Coast that wouldn't let me in. I was like, oh, really? All right. This one's kind of fun. Okay, so where are you at in the process so far again? Remind me, forgive me.
Okay, so I have my warranty deed in front of me, but it was it needs to be certified. And the next question on step one at the bottom where it says you sign the document, what document are you referring to? Is it the warranty deed?
Right. So that template is in process right now. I'm going to give you the exact document. I'm not going to tell you over the phone because it's very wordy. But just okay. Know that after step one, I'm going to show you what that looks like. I have the ones we've done right in front of me. I'm just premature to talk about it because I want to make sure the document's in front of you. It is. Okay. It really recites the federal laws and federal code and how succession works and the grantor to grantee process works. So forgive me, I'm unprepared. What I basically do is I look at all the volume of questions that come in from week in, week out, and this is where I feel the most people would benefit right now. So you're ahead of the game. My apologies. And so the next step is you're going to see the sample document I suggest you use. And so basically you're going okay. to the one that's worked the best, in our opinion, is go ahead and you're going to quit claim deed the property to you as a successor. So now you can recite the federal succession. That's the short version. So you're basically going to sell okay. your property back to yourself, remove yourself from the warranty deed, and then you'll be the successor. And I'll show you all how to do it. And I just want the document up first before I talk too much about it. Is that okay?
Oh, absolutely. And my next question too, real quick, because I know there's other people. So I am the facilitator of Michigan, and you mentioned getting a local office. Do you want us to do any footwork in regard to that? Because happy to assist with that.
What's your thoughts? One more time, if you don't mind.
What? I am the facilitator for the state of Michigan, and I know that you just mentioned about getting an office in each one of the states. How would you like us to assist you with that? Should we start looking for a location?
She feels pretty froggy. What do you think? She feels pretty froggy. Can we go ahead and, I don't know, she feels like a good fit. We'll chat about you. Is that all right?
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Q. I appreciate your time.
You betcha. My love to you. Thank you for calling in. I'll take the next caller. Thank you for your call. All right. Let's see. What did we do? I don't know what we did. Let's see. I went from Robin's Mission, Mary from California. Question, Solano County Recorder demanded their land patent in order to record. What do they do next? Mary from California, please, are you there?
Yes. Good afternoon, Q. Thank you for taking my call.
Good day in your time and your space. How can I help?
Yes. Well, I went ahead. I got my certified land patent a couple weeks ago. And then I decided to call the recorder's office because I knew I was going to have it certified and notarized. And I asked them what exactly they needed from me. And the guy on the phone was like, well, I need that land patent. And I go, well, I don't believe I can give that to you. And we are not giving any original land patent. He goes, well, how am I supposed to record this if I don't have it? And I go, well, can't you just look at it and record it? And I proceeded to say, I'm going to ask more questions. So
yeah, let me hold you there. Okay, so the first thing we're going to do is we've in step one, I should have reminded everyone, we're going to put a notice of acknowledgement on our property, and then we're going to give a notice of acknowledgement to everybody else. So we're not going to file a land patent per se. We're going to file the transition from succession. So again, I know everyone's very anxious, but the next example that is going to come in is the document that you're going to file is only the notice of acknowledgement that you have taken succession and the delivery and acceptance of deed. So you're not giving them a land patent. So just look. Okay. So when you look at the web page, the BBS banner page, assume that PDF, if I can beg, borrow, and steal from BBS to publish the next PDF you're going to see is going to be the template of notice of acknowledgement, delivery, and acceptance of deed. So we're using a NARLO's model. NARLO's motto, you can look it up easily, and their signage, because they recite the law very well. So anyway, let's look at the timeline. Let's look at how a timeline's created that is negative, so to speak. I'm excited about doing this, and I want to be free on my land. And then I go to the county guy, and I ask for help, and the county guy says to you what? You suck, huh?
Well, forget it. You know, we need this.
Okay, you suck, and you're doing everything backwards. So the county does not support your inspiration, do they?
No, they do not.
And they probably don't go to work inspired every day to bludgeon Mrs. I want to do something fun, do they?
No. However, when I did go in to get my deed, a very nice young lady did all the work for me, and I left doing a happy dance with this certified deed, and I almost fell off the curb. I was so happy.
Loves being inspired and helping people. Gets up by the first one at work, last one to leave. Okay, so now what do we do in this situation when you're working with people who are not inspired? And they're just doing clerical work that they're not really excited about. What's a way to work with people that are in these positions from a heart-based center?
Bring them cookies? No, really. just want to kill them with kindness, be really sweet, and please them, you know, please. You can do this for me, can't you? I don't know, you know. I'm good with sales, was not what I expected.
So in sales, one of the greatest tools we can use is questions, because now we truly get to love them indirectly by understanding what they want, what they need. So how does this work, Mr. Assessor Recorder? And so what do you like to see when we record something? I'd like to see a document like this. They'll respond, whatever. Okay, so what does that look like? So you're giving them so much love and care. Okay, and you're basically asking them, how do they process information? Because you care so much about them. How do you think? What is needed? Do you mind if I, and you always ask permission as a suggestion. You can do it your own way. You said looks like you've sold a few things. But when we ask permission, is it okay to ask you some questions about how we process filings in your office, as an example. And if you drop the love word a few times, oh, I love that so much. Thank you for helping me. Doesn't that seem to work?
Well, yeah, it would. I mean, I know I was on the phone and I was quite naive about what I really needed to do. And I did ask him, you know, how do I do it? What do you need? You know, and then he kind of stonewalled me.
So all of these filings, in my opinion, you should be doing, whether it's BLM or otherwise, I highly suggest you do them in person. Because a being of light like yourself, people with more horsepower, when we get in front of them, they really get our light. They really feel more energy. I can tell you a PRQ team member is very passive, very, very light when they go, but gets everything done they want when they go into an office. Hey, I'm not sure how this works, but trust me, this individual is genius beyond belief. Hey, I just don't know really how these things work, but I was wondering if I could, you know, could I have your wallet? Yeah, I was just thinking I could just, could I have your wallet? Yeah, no problem. Here's your wallet. Here's my wallet. And I'm being facetious, obviously, but once you really take care with people in these positions that are, you know, these are repetitive jobs in many cases, and they serve a great purpose too. But I hope that helped a little bit. Any other questions?
Oh, yeah, I do, actually. Can we homestead a defunct foundation that was Bureau of Land Management property, and now they're offering full property buyouts?
What
I'm thinking
what
for one of my projects.
What land management?
Pardon me, Steve. Bureau of Land Management. That this was property of Bureau of Land Management about 20 years ago, and it was turned into a foundation. The woman passed away. The people that took over running the place let it really go. And now they're offering full property buyouts. It is
okay, how
a
is
lake
it,
and a spring.
How, yeah, but how is it recorded in your local government?
Oh, it's, I don't know, even though I went on BLM and I got patents for, it's like 320 acres, but there are two patents for that property. And
okay, so
I don't
let's, yeah, thank you so much for your call. So when we start looking at timelines, do we want to possess the land because we know a better trick than the gang is different than I can't wait to live in a location on planet Earth? You got to be careful with timelines now when we're doing this, is my suggestion. I really love living in a location versus I know how to do this and I can flip this baby and now I own Mexico. A lot of things like that. So let's take great care when we want to be somewhere on planet Earth versus I can do this is a timeline that maybe we want to observe. Thank you for your call. I'm going to move on to the next caller. Thank you, BBS Radio. All right. And so that's why I put timelines right behind the homesteading is now we get to proof if we're getting better, where the inefficiencies are, the efficiencies are of homesteading because we can do it versus I can't wait to do it. I love it. I want to live in a certain area. There's a geography on the West Coast that I cannot wait to live on. It's pulled me since the day of my conception on your planet and our planet. I cannot wait to live there. I love it. I love it. I love it. It's way different than I know I can take that person's title from him because he doesn't have highest form of title and or a loyal title and or a homestead. So that's my great encouragement as it relates to timelines. So when you start making timelines to go pick a fight is way different than I'm so passionate about this. Everyone's supporting my decision. Sorry for so many words, everyone. All right. We're going on to, so that was Mary. I think we're going to Kristen from Vegas. Question, do all the soldiers have implants? If so, how do I help my friend? Christine from Vegas. That is an interesting timeline. Kristen, are you there? Sorry to keep you waiting.
Hi, Q, sir.
Hi, Q, stir.
Hi, Q, I'm here.
Yeah, it's so good to hear you. Can't wait for someone to make us another big wheel called the Keister. I'm begging and begging week in, week out. Who's going to make another big wheel called the Keister? Just kidding. Kristen, hello. What's your question?
My question was, do all super soldiers have implants? And if so, are you able to help a friend of mine?
Yes and yes. What's the issue?
It's just that I heard your story about Max Steele, and I have a friend, and so I was inspired to help. I don't want to share the information on the radio, but that is what I wanted to ask you.
Yeah, no problem. Go ahead and write in, say, I talked to you on the radio last week, and I will call you direct. Thank you so much for your call. Thank you, thank you, thank you. My love to you. Thank you so much, BBS Radio. Thank you for the call. All right, let's keep it going. Let's keep it going. Let's keep it going. Don't know if I can listen to myself this long. It's 5 hours of just listening to me. I love you guys so much. Thank you for letting me do this. All right, so I'm not sure if this is the right spelling, but A-N-E-N-T-T from Florida. I've talked to you before. Annette from Florida, past proves the future. America. No, I think that's
America.
A misspelling.
America.
So, say it slower. I want to hear it again.
America.
I love that. I love it. Thank you for calling. What's going on in
sure
Florida
you
today?
I'm sure you know what that means. I'm sure you know what that means. So our LWS group are so inspired by everything that you're doing and all of the information you're giving us. We started out trying to obtain the land and the property we need for our project, but we've gotten so inspired that we decided to return Florida back to our suspicion is it was the Garden of Eden, aka Amorica, when the Normans and the French and the Native all lived together before the British decide to come and destroy everything. And so we want to try to recreate that that beautiful past. And our question is we've been putting together all the land patents for all of that we can afford starting in Central Florida. And then we're going to help all the seniors to reacquire their land and get rid of all these HOAs and all the control they have so that they can move back into that timeline where the future proves the past. We're hoping they're going to say yes, that that's what we can help to achieve for so many millions of beautiful men and women.
Yeah, outstanding. My goal is I really want to do Palm Springs and Florida at the same time. You would say, well, Palm Springs is not as big as Florida, but it's the greatest example of how HOAs have taken over a huge swath of land and then developed it for the privileged, we'll say. What's interesting about your topic is you're already feeling the legacy landmass that you lived on in the Atlantean times. So we're going to remember what it was like. If you're in Florida, for the most part, you're still going to have those energies. You've heard stories about the Bermuda Triangle and so forth. Well, the landmass that went into the Atlantic was manipulated by great weapons. I call them hyperbolic, incomplete word, but so they use sound waves, just like you're seeing your harp now, but far more powerful. And you could destroy an entire landmass. Took many, 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 many hundreds of years to get to that level of destruction. But that's basically why we're all going to be drawn to Florida some way, shape, or form, because our orientation to Atlantis was very exciting and it got out of control. And you're basically right back to where you left off at the end of days with Atlantis, if you like, in that we're starting to manipulate our genetics so much that we aren't, let's say, powering the organic growth of the light coming into our physical body. And that's why you see the fake diseases for the last 100 years, mumps, measles, chickenpox, more vaccines. And by the way, when babies are born, shoot them up, etc. And now I can blend more genetics into you if I can slow your growth down. And it's not my intention not to be morbid here, but that land area, we did not lose a relationship with it. And so you're going to feel that. And wow. I'm so proud of you to be that brave. And so that's why, of course, the Philadelphia experiment was done out there and so forth, because it's just going to have more capability. And the vortices out front there, all the way to Bermuda, tip of Florida, are going to be stupendous. So you got some leftovers, the Caribbean, of course, and a very long story. But now let's relate this to timelines. Where is the passion coming from when you go and teach us where's the passion originating from? Being free, or is the passion, I know how to do this and I'm tired of paying taxes? Where is your passion coming from, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, it's a group of us, and unfortunately Manfred is not well today, so he couldn't be here with us, but our heart hurts so much to see so many people in our area all over Florida losing their homes, suffering under all of this turmoil. They keep hitting us with storms. They keep doing so much.
Okay, let me hold you there. Let me hold you right there. Is that okay? All right. So,
yeah,
you have a belief that many people are in danger or being harmed. Is that correct?
They are, or so they believe they are.
Okay.
Now,
wait a minute.
We are above
wait
that.
Wait a minute. We got to take great care here. Well, when was that happening? In the past.
Well,
in the past. You got,
correct.
Okay, we're just right now. So we would want to change our word because of your horsepower, your light. They were being harmed. They were in pain, is what you observed. So your passion would be now we can, and fill in the blank. Is that where your passion is, or are we going
to?
Are we going to keep talking about what's already happened to us?
No, we want to bring back the Garden of Eden here and teach these beautiful people to stop worrying about everything and just live and have this experience and love.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Now, how do we do that?
The freedom is first. We have to give them their land. We have to help them break free from these HOAs and from all the controls of this British.
So do you feel the PRQ team has the priority correct? If I can get you your own land, if we can get our own land back, is a good start, wouldn't you say?
So we've applied for our group. Everybody's pitching in, and we're buying as many land patents to copies as we can so that we can help as many men and women as possible, teach them this process, help them through this, and give them that freedom that they so deserve.
Okay, real good. I'm very proud of you. Very proud of you. Please keep calling in and keep submittals coming. It's a privilege and an honor to hear these stories. Again, we'll take another caller. Thank you for your call. It's very common. Thank you, PBS Radio. It's a very common story. So we get this story a lot. I can't believe what happened to me, and I can't wait to resolve this issue. Is a timeline. In most cases, constructed by the infrastructure of society that you're living in. So when we make laws and regs and rules for governance of men, that's why they call it government, that's all alien technology. And I'm sorry to be so long-winded about it, but where you come from, you are not used to a government or hierarchical system whatsoever. And yes, you had more capability to sniff out the truth, and you're getting it back. You're getting all your knowledge back now. So if we focus on timelines that are reactive to the systems that you've indoctrinated and or been born into, is a timeline. This is how good these aliens are. They've constructed this system so you can't get out of the puzzle because you're going to keep fighting it. So one way out of the fight is to not fight with them. So you can win without ever fighting would be a Neil Peart lyric with Rush. And he got it right. Plato got it right in many of these events. The way you win is without fighting. You work with your natural light to do this. And so one of those tools for me is our God-given right, our light right, if you like. God, I'm good at this rhyming thing. Anyway, what's fun about this is we already created a tool called homesteading so that we would never have this dialogue of timelines that are not ours. So I hope that helps. Wow, we got some calls in today. I better check time. Where are we doing? How are we doing? I got 15 minutes. Where does the time go? All right, timelines. Man, BBS, you are killing it. I should just take calls 24/7. That's the way we're going. All right. We did Florida, Margaret from Idaho. Let's see. Question. People who are struggling, line six, Margaret from Idaho. Question. People who are struggling health-wise, how to help them even if they use the commands. Margaret, are you there?
I am here.
And
hi, where's here? Where's here? Where's there or here?
I am sitting on my bed in my apartment in Idaho, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho.
Can you say it for me? My own private
Coeur
d'Alene?
Idaho.
My own private
Idaho. I don't even know that. Is that a song? I don't know that song.
Man.
Anyway.
B-52.
All right. I'm just perching here for a while, so I'm not all that attached to it. Anyway, I go up and see Jonah in Canada all the time, and he's got a friend, and now he's my friend, named Pat. He's in the hospital. He's got cancer and all that. And so we've taught him the commands, and he does them religiously, right? I think this discussion needs to happen as we move forward. How to assist people with what we know when they don't know it, if that makes sense.
All right. So great question in relationship to timelines, too. What I'm observing over the last few years is when people do their commands through brain energy, I got to make this work. I command my body to heal. Not the way to do it. So if it is, you're going to get communication to source no matter what. So everyone's going to get the truth in that relationship. My suggestion is to let it flow. Now, both parties could help each other. So if you're bedside, you could do healing work with them. So my suggestion, as I observe the situation, thank you so much, is you would do the commands with them, but make, so when you have masculine and feminine together and you really love and care for each other, when you do commands together, it's completely different. So if you really, so if it's your brother, sister, friend, I don't care. When you use, so I'll show you, the radio here is going to construct, I can overpower the radio, but here I'll show you how it works. When you slow everything down and you connect to each other and you command your spirit to give you perfect healing, perfect balance, and remove anything in you that's not authentically you, it's way more powerful when you slow it down and two do it together. Does that make sense?
Wow, yeah, that I feel that strongly. Yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm coming into you on purpose so you can feel that natural harmonics. And the wave of light that I'm putting through you right now is to get you to remember who you are. Does that make sense?
Yes, thank you.
So when the doctors tell you you have cancer, go ahead and go home.
Yeah, I hear you.
I'm sorry. That's
not me.
What needs to happen. Yep, I know that.
Okay.
And that's my suggestion.
Okay.
What you show me, you find me a hospital that's cured someone of cancer. I want to see this.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. But people get afraid, and so they want to go to what they have been indoctrinated to know instead of what their heart is asking for. And it's hard, a little bit hard to support people in that direction because the fear keeps creeping in, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for your call. That is incredible. BBS Radio, thank you for your work. That is a great, great call. Okay, so when I start looking at issues like that, it's pretty interesting. If we try too hard from the brain versus knowing we're doing it is completely different. And thank you for that call. Let me go sniff through the callers here. I only have 10 minutes left. Do I get an hour break here? Okay, I'm going to skip just a little bit here. I'm going to go to Nye Miller from Oregon on line one. Question, if you're in an emergency situation, how to keep emotions in bay for a positive timeline? Nye Miller, are you there?
I am.
What is I am?
Am I with you?
Yes, what is I am?
I am happy to be here.
Happy? I've never met a happy before. What do happies look like?
I don't know. Pretty much like the probably beautiful
pink,
day huh? we have today.
Pink, a light Pardon blue me? Or pink? Probably pink or light blue. Is that what happy looks like?
I think light, maybe light blue.
Yeah. What do you have for us? I have about 8 minutes in the.
Okay.
And they're probably looking at me.
Okay. I'll go for it. So I had the experience. And now it's in the past, I understand. But when something comes up where you perceive it as an emergency, like with an animal, and I dearly love animals and the ones that live with us, when I see that they're in distress or pain and I want to help them, I'm trying to be in observance of what's going on. I know that they're trying to help themselves, but I am wanting to help them. So I don't want to create a negative timeline being in distress, watching them in distress. So last night when one of my horses was very ill and I thought she was colicking, I did give her some medicine. But then I thought, if I stand here and watch her and think about the distress she's in, am I creating more of it? So I went inside and tried to come back to my heart. And I wonder if going into your heart and staying in peace would allow them to heal better. And then if they need something, if they have a wound or if there's something I can do, then I can help. But then I went back outside and I said, all I need you to do is poop and I'll know you're okay. And she pooped. And so I don't know if it's because I started a more positive outline or, you know, timeline. But I'm trying to observe this because I really want to help them, but I don't want to cause harm. I don't want to ever cause harm.
Yeah, it's tricky. Does Great question. It's really valuable question. So what you just said is when you worry, we're talking about a horse as if that's any different than a human. That spirit is going to feel your worry. They're so, so magnificent in the way they can feel information, your dogs, your cats. They're no different than you. So when they feel you worried, that stresses them out big time. And so that is a tricky one. And I'm learning all the time, too, from you all, is when you get these experiences, you actually, what you just taught us is you caught yourself. And you made a positive timeline because you quit worrying, knowing, not believing, knowing everything's going to work out. Is that fair to say?
It is, but I many times second guess myself because I don't want to cause harm by not taking action.
Where does guessing come from?
The brain. The mind.
You don't need me, do you? You're doing fine.
Oh, okay. I just would love, I want more knowledge to help the animals and not harm them. I want more knowledge. I'm trying to, I really am hoping to learn more from them to help them.
Right on. Okay, I've got to get going here. That is a great question. Please keep calling in and keep your subscriptions going, prescriptions going. Thank you for your call. Thank you for your call. As a common courtesy to the next show, BBS Radio, thank you for helping me. Thank you for the PRQ team. I am privileged and honored to get to call and talk to you each and every week. And I am not stopping anytime soon. Thank you. My love to you all. See you in an hour. Bye-bye.